Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast. I'm so glad you were able to join me today. And before we go into the word of the Lord that God has placed on my heart to share with you, let's just take a moment in prayer. Father, I thank you for the presence of the Lord. I thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I lift those who are listening to the broadcast, and Father, you see what their day has been like. You see the things that they are facing right now in their lives. You know the troubles and the trials and the things that are confronting them, the decisions that need to be made. And Father, I just lift them to you. And I thank you, God, that you said it is your will to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So Father, whether we need health, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. When we are weak, Paul says, when I am weak, then I am strong. We have this treasure, Lord, in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Lord, you are strong. And I pray for divine strength right now, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, in your people, those who need healing. I speak healing. And I thank you, Lord, that you're a loving, good, compassionate, and gracious God. I thank you, Lord, that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. And those who are troubled now, those who are in situations and relationship issues and things that are going on with loved ones and families, Father, I thank you that you're going to intervene. You've given us authority. And so, Father, we rebuke the works of darkness against us and against family and loved ones. And I thank you, Lord, for your delivering power. I thank you, Lord, you said the gates of hell will not prevail against your church. And every blood-bought, blood-washed child of God that's listening, we can claim our covenant rights. So, Father, I thank you for your ministry. I thank you for joy. I thank you for anointing. Lord, it is your anointing that destroys every yoke of heaviness. I rebuke a spirit of heaviness right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that you've given us garments of praise and garments of righteousness. And so, Father, we honor you. We thank you. We glorify the name of Jesus, which is above every name. And we thank you, Lord, for these few moments that you will be with us, not only as we minister the Word of God, the written Word of God, but that your Spirit will comfort, strengthen, encourage, impart faith and hope to every listener. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Praise God. Well, what the Lord has placed on my heart to share with you today and perhaps the remainder of the week is something that will apply and pertain to your life right now and your spiritual walk with God. I trust that those of you who are listening, you want to grow in God. You want a closer, deeper, more intimate relationship with the Lord. One of the promises Jesus gave us, and he spoke in John, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and none other will they follow. And as when we become born again, I know one of my, and when I was young in the Lord, I wanted so much to hear the voice of the Lord. I wanted to know his comfort, his assurance to me personally. And haven't you found, beloved, there's few things as faith-building, few things as exciting, few things as wonderful as God interacting in your life. And sometimes it's just in the smallest ways, the smallest things that get us so excited, because it is it's an evidence, it's a statement of the God of the universe intervening and and interacting with us in our own personal lives. It's a wonderful experience, and He can do that. He can do that in my life. He can do that in your life because He's God. He has no limitations. We can't get our minds around that, but nonetheless, I don't know if you've heard, God has no favorites in terms of one above. He's no respecter of persons, but we're all His favorites. And, you know, in our minds, it's hard to understand that. But each one of you, beloved, if you've accepted Jesus, He loves you so, so very much. And He wants to make Himself more real to you. I know that was the prayer I prayed even before I was saved. I wasn't sure. And I said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And not many months ago, I prayed that again. I said, God, make yourself even more real to me. Amen. And I trust that's your desire. But what I'd like to speak about relates to your personal walk with the Lord and hearing the voice of the Lord. This ministry, since its inception in 1965, started with my late husband, Reverend Neil Glass, and he was a stickler, if you will, for the Word of God. He believed the whole counsel of God. We've always been independent, full gospel, and we simply believe what God's Word says. We believe it to be absolute and inerrant, and that God has given it to us for our strengthening, for our instruction. And He's given us examples under the Old Covenant and the Old Testament that we can learn thereby. The great heroes of faith, we can learn examples from their life. And so it's important for us to understand the character and the nature of God. When I say that we're full gospel, many of you understand what that term means, but we believe that what God started under the Old Covenant, He completed in the New Covenant. Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law and the prophets, but He came to fulfill them. And so we see this new and better covenant, which was established and sealed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ through His death on Calvary. And through His glorious resurrection, He affirmed everything He said, that we can live in the liberty. We are under law today, beloved, but it's the perfect law of liberty. And those who walk in the Spirit, those who have the fruit of the Spirit, as is outlined in Galatians, the Word tells us, against such there is no law. And so, beloved, we have to understand that as God was continually speaking to His people, why does He give us the Word of God today? So God can speak to us. We are instructed. What's it? When you first came to the Lord, didn't you have a hunger for the Word of God? Because that reveals God's will, God's character, God's very nature for man. It is His story. It's His history is His story. A lot of the history today has been, you know, perverted and changed to fit man's agenda. But His story is a beautiful narrative of God's dealing with man, since the creation of man, the disobedience of man in the garden, and God's redemptive purposes stated even then. God spoke to Adam and Eve. He said, the seed of the woman will crush the seed of the serpent, referring to Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, we have a marvelous inheritance. We have a glorious heritage, a beautiful future ahead of us. But God is still speaking to us today. Some say prophets are done away with. That's not true. If you really read carefully the New Testament, and we're going to be sharing some specifics of how we can know and have assurance that this fact is true. Those of you who walk with the Lord any length of time, you know He speaks to you personally. Maybe not, He doesn't do it always in an audible voice, but by that gentle, still, small voice that the Word of God was, the Word tells us Isaiah was hearing, but Elijah was hearing in the cave, that still small voice. God wasn't in the earthquake, He wasn't in the wind, He wasn't in the fire, but He was in the still small voice, those gentle promptings, sometimes even without words. And so we want to talk about your walk with the Lord and understanding, perhaps in a greater measure, how God does deal with His people. 2 Timothy 2 and 19 states, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his." Praise God. Now, we're talking about foundation. Every person who has ever built a house or has had people build a house for them, contractors, they understand fully and know the importance of a foundation. When building, the foundation is built first, and then the walls and all the ways that construction occurs. But the foundation is critical. Without a proper foundation, the building will fall, collapse, or not be sound. That's why buying older homes, you have to really make sure the foundation is solid, that trees aren't, sometimes I've seen foundations where old trees that have grown and matured have put cracks in the cement around the house. And so as far as those who are skilled in building, they will look very carefully at the foundation. Beloved, we're living in days of great uncertainty today, and so it's very important that our foundation is absolutely unshakable and unmovable. And we are founded, beloved, on the rock, Christ Jesus. He has given us his word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will not pass away. Well, my time has just flown this broadcast, and we're going to be sharing in greater depth and get into the message on tomorrow's. I invite you to tune in. If you miss a broadcast or want to rehear one, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can listen at your convenience anytime. But in the moments that remain, as I always do, I invite you, if you're struggling with areas in your life, some things, some problem that has arisen, something that you've been praying about and you haven't gotten an answer, beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer. The announcer is going to give our contact information. Won't you write? I assure you, every letter, every email that comes in is dealt personally with me. I receive them, I pray over them, and believe in God, not only for the answer to prayer, but his encouragement as I send back my reply. Through snail mail. I invite you to write. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for your prayers. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Yeah.